All right, we are rolling.
Okay. You mentioned about tweeting, and I did just have a tweet that was retweeted recently. Retweeted and saved. Because what happened was, I was talking to the community, and one of the writers who stayed on for the fourth season, Andy Bobrow, tweeted. So, okay, when Community premiered, the very first episode did a 1.9. Now, that's better than Community has done in a long time.
Okay.
It's usually, Community last year was kind of hovering around a 1.3, 1.4, 1.5. So, Community is a 1.9, all of a sudden becomes like, oh, this is a success story. It's going to be renewed immediately. Because it's NBC. NBC shows are great if they do a 1.4. And it's doing 1.9 next week. So Andy Barber wrote that first episode. Next week, show drops down to 1.1. And so Andy Barber tweets, I killed Community. And so I responded back to him. I said, Sony killed a Community. You guys are just in charge of the funeral. Being that Sony fired Dan Harmon. Mm-hmm. They just kept some people who were... And he saved that and retweeted it, and two other people favorited that. So, I got a tweet retweeted.
There you go. By a real person.
By a real person. So, yeah. No, it's always nice when it happens, but nearly all my tweets don't get that way. So, what are you going to do? You tweet into the ether, and if it gets caught by somebody, great. If not, it's a very wide net that's being cast out, and it's got lots of holes.
I hear you, but I tweeted earlier that morning about Anheuser-Busch, and I got, you know, two favorites, and I'm like, oh, this one is gold. I'm going to put this one out. And no one picked it up at all.
Okay, so we each get a choice of what item to highlight this week. For Amazon Anonymous.
I'm guessing a couple of these are yours. I'm guessing you bought the science as a candle in the dark. No? No. Okay.
I don't think any of these are mine. None of these are mine.
Huh. You go first.
That's the one I'm going to pick. The Demon Haunted World, Science as a Candle in the Dark. It's a book by Carl Sagan. A very fascinating book. Really interesting book that I think that... everyone should read it. Carl Sagan was a wonderful science popularizer, and this is his... He was on the cusp of that sort of period where scientists can't really call themselves atheists, and this was him sort of declaring himself as an atheist without actually saying so.
It's interesting. You can buy the paperback for $10.30, or you can get the... wait, you can get it for $5. Let's see, if I had this in my cart, how much does it say? Because it also says you can get it for $5.88. No, $10.30.
It's probably like from one of their auctions. Amazon is always like...
And it's $13.99, though, for the ebook.
Uh-huh. Well, the ebook probably has more features to it than... I mean, the ebook, here's the feature, it's made out of paper.
You can read it without batteries.
Yeah.
The audio cassette is $222.
This is a great book, and whoever bought it, I think you're going to really enjoy the book.
Why is the audio abridged cassette tape $222?
Probably because it's not being manufactured anymore.
I guess. You can buy it used for $19.99 or new for $222.68.
I mean, my guess is that probably the audiobook was Carl Sagan himself, and you certainly can't do that anymore. You can have somebody else do it. But
right.
Then you got to pay for them to do it, and then how much are you going to charge that?
All right, so I'm going to go with the chia seeds. Navitas Naturals Chia Seeds, 16-ounce pouch.
Chia.
Well, that's it. Let's see. Small, whole, and organic. The chia seeds are offered here in the purest state. They're raw, kosher, gluten-free, vegan, and 100% organic.
Now, are they meant... I guess they're meant to be eaten, not...
Yeah, because, like, down here, frequently bought together is the chia seeds and the goji berries and the maca powder.
Yeah, so I think these are for eating. People have started to... So imagine, those things, when you made chia pets, and you grew chia on them...
They probably weren't organic.
No, they probably weren't, you know, the... You put them in like a sustaining mud too that you spread on this like clay thing.
Navitas Naturals also makes hemp seeds in 8-ounce pouches for $20 a pouch. Or for two pouches, I see. Safety warning. Packed in a facility that also handles tree nuts.
So if you have a nut allergy, probably should be warned to keep your EpiPen
handy. The indications also talks about tree nuts. The ingredient is certified organic chia seeds. Salvia hispanica. That's not the same salvia that makes you like... talking tongues and shit, is it?
You're thinking of stevia. I think no.
Salvia. Stevia is salvia? The stevia is the sweetener. Salvia is the yeah, shit yeah. that makes you go crazy.
Yeah, it may. I don't know. It may be related. The last things are related. Hops are related to marijuana.
Recommended for your smoothies, salads, and stir fries. Legal disclaimer. Legal disclaimer. Okay, here we go. Actual product packaging and materials may contain more and different information than what is shown on our website. We recommend that you do not rely solely on the information presented and that you always read labels, warnings, and directions before using and consuming the product.
I think this is for saying, like, you know, oh that said that it didn't, you know, it said nuts, but they said on the Amazon site that it didn't process gluten here, but then they're going to say also did a gluten thing on the actual label. So...
Oh, here we go. Here's what it is. Navitas Naturals Chia Seeds Aztec Superfood are small, whole, and organic, and they are offered in the purest state. Nothing more, nothing less. Try sprinkling these mildly nutty seeds on your breakfast bowl, mix into a salad dressing, or dip, or soak them in water, or juice from a gel.
To form a gel, your reading is off there.
Sorry.
And use as a natural thickening agent for soups and other recipes. I would, you know what, if you're going to do something with that, I would say red lentils are your best option for that. So you soak them, red lentils turn into this wonderful thickening agent. They're great.
So that is the product of the week. Someone bought like $3 headphones too.
Dude, what'd I tell you?
I know what you told me. I'm going to... Panasonic RPH JE120P in-ear pink headphones, $6.91. That's about quantity and not gross revenue. So that's one item that bumps up our
number list. Because right, I think the deal is, and we didn't really get into this manager, but the more items you sell, the more money you eventually will make back from items, right?
If you sell like $3,000 items in a month, you get like 8.5%.
Yeah.
And it steps down from there. And we're at 6 or 6.5.
Yeah.
If we get up to the next tier, it would be impressive because I can't... I'll see if I can find it here while you're talking, but I don't recall the breakdown.
But anyway, so yeah, we've made a decent amount of money
already. We haven't received it yet. We won't receive it till starting in April.
Yeah,
and then we'll start getting a... Once the pipeline's full, we'll get stuff every month. So.
But like you said, that money is going directly to the podcast. The money is going, for the most part, into travel expenses.
Yep.
And by expenses, I mean the actual ticket. We're not going to use the money you give us to pay for lunch at a certain place. We're going to take the lunch. All the meals will come out of our pocket. Simply, the money that comes here will be paid for either... a plane ticket or a hotel room.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, so Savor is step one. And then beyond that is Great American Beer Fest, which we've signed on for.
Right. And our hotels are going to be paid for us by Savor. So it's just getting Jeff up there. I've already paid for my trip. Possibly getting Heather up there. Will the money go towards Heather?
If we take Megabus or Drive, I mean, I'm going to book Megabus the earliest day I can. So we should get it for less than $10 a seat, right? So should be no big deal.
Okay. But don't pay for a plane ticket.
No. I'm not sure Heather would let me fly. Even at the rate you got, she was not happy with that. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, she's going to have to pay more when you get to Denver.
She knows about that. Dead air. I was taking a sip and Greg's just staring at me.
All right. That's why I don't get married. didn't have to run my decisions by anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's why I don't get married.
My printer over there stopped working, so I bought a new toner. You see sitting on top of the printer there. Uh-huh. And I didn't do good enough troubleshooting. Heather's like, it stopped working. I'm like, really? It stopped working? It's not just printing bad? And she's like, no, it won't print. I'm like, okay, I'll order a new toner. Put the new toner in. Still won't print. And plugged the fucking thing from the router. So I was working on the router a while ago, a couple weeks ago. And I unplugged everything from it. And I didn't plug the USB cable back into the router. Because, you know, it's used as a network printer. So, no, I got toner for the next, for whenever it eventually runs out.
Well, so, how much was that? How much was that toner?
Toner was, $24, something like that.
Okay. That's what I realized could have been spent on getting it in Denver. I will try my damnedest to pay myself to Denver. And
I think we take whatever is in the funds and we just use it. I mean, yeah. No point in saving it.
Yeah. Well, the money from Saver, I told Jeff, put it back in the show.
Mm-hmm.
That came from the money from Saver, I assume.
Yeah,
I haven't seen where it's
went. I need to set up
that,
some...
That came out of my actual pocketbook, but I'm okay as long as...
Sure. No, I need to set up... I mean,
I'm putting in a new mixer.
The PayPal donations go into my PayPal account, and Heather uses my PayPal account to buy stuff and whatnot. So I need to go back through the history and set up some books, you know, keep track of what came in, what goes out legitimately.
Really, Heather uses the same account to pay for stuff that we use for donations.
If I keep track of the accounting,
no, it's another make big Heather deal. Use a different account.
Okay.
Today.
Okay.
See what I have to deal with, people?
Greg seems really pissed at me today for some reason.
Sorry.
It's like the fourth, fifth time that you've given me that shaken head look thing.
I just can't believe this. I mean...
I have a PayPal account. It's tied to bank accounts. You can't have many PayPal accounts that are tied to bank accounts.
But if we're going to get... I mean, people are good enough to give us money.
Yes, and we'll keep track of that. We do keep track of that. The history's there.
I just feel like there's, you know...
We're not spending money on bullshit. You know, I'm keeping track of what is CBR funds, what is not.
I wish I could believe you are, but this is the guy who, after Saver, the day after Saver, as we're going back, says, I'm going to put in my thing today. I'm going to put in the invoice today.
And then shit got fucked up. We lost the show. I was trying to find the show, and then things got carried away. But I if things had gone smoothly, I would have done it. But I can't charge an invoice for shit that we didn't do. So I was trying to fix it. And then things got carried away, but I was trying to fix it. That's why I didn't go in right away.
But then months and months and months happened.
Yes.
And then December, like near the end of the month, is when we put in the invoice. And we got commented on it because of that. I'm just...
It's the way this shit is. If you want to do more. I try. I work hard. I do these things.
I don't believe you don't work hard, but I believe that sometimes you're skipping over important things, or you're not giving things the merit that they need to be given. And no, it's a dumb argument. Why are we having this argument? Why did I put you into this position?
We are in some kind of not good mood today. Like I said, this is the fourth or fifth time that you've given me this.
I apologize to everyone, but it's good everyone hears it, just because.
Well, that's why I'm letting it go.
Yeah,
I'm just letting it go. I might not be as pissed as I sound. I don't know, but I want to see where this goes, because I mean, you have a very short temper with me tonight.
I'm just in a, I think I'm in a bad mood. I think that that affected the show and that affected everything. So I want to apologize to the listeners, and I want to particularly apologize to you, Jeff. I'm sorry. I'm in a bad mood tonight, I think, and that affected everything, and I am sorry. And I'm sorry to get all riled up at you for things that are either out of your control or that you have other things to worry about. I think sometimes as part of the show, and sometimes I think, like, what would a person just listening in would think? And sometimes I think, like, I don't want to hear that my money is being thrown away, and yet, well, I have donated them. I don't know. All these stupid things going on in my head, and I apologize, everybody. I just... Center. I'm in a bad mood tonight, and it's affecting myself, me, and it's affecting everybody around me. So again, I apologize. I'm sorry.
So back to the PayPal thing. Going to run the reports, going to take all the donations and all the and everything and separate that. It is difficult to have the multiple PayPal accounts because they want you tied to a real person who has a bank account. And we had a Crafty Radio bank account, but we weren't enough of a business to warrant maintaining that. I had to close that account. Yeah. So it's back to the one. So that, now it's like, now what do I do with PayPal? How do I separate these? Because I need PayPal for personal stuff too. So it is, there's a history in PayPal. We'll go back. We'll take all the subscriptions. We will put that money aside. Even if it comes out of my personal bank account now to replenish it, it is Craft Beer Radio money when we make these purchases.
Right.
If you need money, I had, with everything going on, with kids and everything, I had completely forgotten that I sent you the link to the mixer, and you had paid for it out of your funds, so I will get you money for the mixer if you want it. It sounded like a second ago you didn't want it, but
I want it.
And a few seconds later, it sounds like it's more important, so I will get you funds for the mixer if that's what is necessary.
I want that money being put into buying us things for the... The money that you refund me for the mixer... Don't send to me. Put it into buying sure. recorders for
no,
the show.
No, I will make sure money doesn't get lost to buying whatever has been bought. Or paying for my when I pay for the coffee stuff at work, I pay through PayPal, right? So it's like a couple dollars every couple weeks. But I will make sure that is not Craft Beer Radio money. I will go through and I will balance the books and make sure the Craft Beer Radio money is Craft Beer Radio money.
Okay. I'm sorry for jumping at you. Beers were bad. Everything in a bad mood. Turn off Kilter. I had a great time when I was playing with Allison.
We'll see if you were taking a pretty even there you were taking a pretty negative slant about not approving of her friend. You're playing dolls and Greg was being racist against the mermaid dolls.
Well, I was being like a hardcore mom was against it, and then my point was to show the mom but she's our friend, and the mom finally relents and says, oh,
but then now it's like, I'm gonna kick you in the face.
So did you do that to older person who's disapproving? She has to learn these lessons sometimes.
So yeah.
We're not perfect people, and I am just, I'm in a bad mood tonight. I just am. But you're glad I didn't come to your kid's party.
It's okay.
It was more fun when we could act it out, right? It was fun.
I hear you.
I think you can tell some parental dynamics from the way I play with your kids.
Oh, man. So, anything else?
I'm just going to see you go back in the corner and cry.
Oh, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. Let's just wrap this up.
I guess. I apologize to everybody, and especially to Jeff.
Apology accepted. Nope, no hard feelings.